listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're expansive. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, no shoes? No problem. The benefits of living life with no shoes.
But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. 3 days after Zimbabwe's presidential election, there are still no official results. Both the government and the opposition have denied that they're in discussions about the possibility that President Robert Mugabe may step aside. The reports came from opposition diplomatic and independent observer sources. With more, here's NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton.
The reports from Zimbabwe said political leaders, security chiefs, and mediators were in talks about a possible deal after Saturday's presidential and parliamentary vote. Journalists were told the discussions centered on the possibility of President Robert Mugabe stepping down. But there's been a flat denial from both the government and the main opposition Movement for Democratic Change, which says it has won the presidential election. Zimbabwe's veteran leader is facing the stiffest challenge to his 28 years in power, amid accusations that he has destroyed the economy and impoverished his once prosperous nation.
NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reporting. Since six French aid workers have been pardoned by Chad's president. The six had been sentenced to 8 years of hard labor after being convicted of kidnapping African children. The aid workers from the group Zoe's Ark said they were taking orphans from Darfur, but an investigation revealed that most of the children were from Chad and weren't orphans at all. The workers were moved to France earlier this year. Two of them may still face criminal charges there. 30,000 families still live in travel trailers along the Gulf Coast, and FEMA wants them out before hot weather. Hurricanes are possible, but the immediate danger is formaldehyde. On Capitol Hill recently, lawmakers learned that warning could have come earlier. Here's NPR's Noah Adams.
About a year ago, FEMA was advising people to open trailer windows to clear out the fumes. FEMA in February had received a formaldehyde report from an agency of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It did not address long-term health threats, including cancer, and one agency scientist started firing off corrective emails. But spring and summer went by before a fix was made. Dr. Howard Frumkin, the agency's director, said he and his staff should have been more aggressive.
Our February 2007 report on formaldehyde in unoccupied trailers was narrowly focused, used an inappropriate level of concern, and did not deliver a sufficiently clear and complete public health message.
A follow-up advisory was sent in March to a FEMA lawyer who put it out of sight in a file drawer.
NPR's Noah Adams. Retiring NASA's space shuttle could result in the loss of over 8,000 jobs at the space agency. The biggest cuts will be at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and at an assembly facility in New Orleans, which makes external fuel tanks for the shuttle. NASA is transitioning its shuttle program to a new generation of spacecraft and rockets called the Constellation program. And in sports, the Yankees did not disappoint in their final season opener at Yankee Stadium last night. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2. Pitcher Chen Min Wong shut down the Blue Jays for seven innings. And Melky Cabrera helped out with a homer in the sixth. The team is set to move into its new home next year, a $1.3 billion ballpark next door. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.